The two-year study examined the cases of more than 350 chimpanzees at sanctuaries for chimps that formerly lived in laboratories and in the wild. The study's lead author, Dr. Hope Ferdosian, directs research policy for the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, a private group that promotes alternatives to the use of animals in research, education, and training. Ferdosian says she undertook the study primarily for ethical reasons.
Chimpanzees are taken from their mothers at a very early age, sometimes just after they're born. Chimpanzees are also forced into isolation many times as a result of being used in hepatitis and other protocols. So there's clear harms associated with the use of chimpanzees in research. And we wanted to look at exactly how chimpanzees are affected by all the harms that are inflicted upon them over the course of a lifetime.
In collecting their data, Ferdosian and her colleagues relied on feedback from the chimps' caretakers, who, in many cases, had known the animals for years. One of the subjects was Negra, who spent 30 years as a test subject in biomedical research before being transferred to a chimp sanctuary.
Her caretakers described her as socially isolated. She was socially withdrawn. She assumed a depressed, hunched posture, much like you'd see in humans with depression. She walked around with a blanket over her head, really kind of isolating herself from the rest of the world.
Ferdosian's study concludes that the behavioral changes Negra and many other chimps exhibited after their laboratory experiences were very similar to those seen in combat veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. The researcher is supporting pending legislation in the U.S. Congress that would phase out experiments on chimpanzees and retire the apes to sanctuaries. Roscoe Bartlett was a scientist before becoming a congressman. The Maryland Republican is the main sponsor of the Great Ape Protection and Cost Savings Act. He welcomes Ferdosian's study.
It just confirms what I thought, and that was that, you know, that these animals aren't the usual cow or pig or horse. They really are very different. They are primates, and they have a huge brain, and they have many characteristics similar to humans. And it didn't surprise me, but I was pleased to see the study.
Well, I think this study has many serious flaws, and I consider its conclusions not to be valid.
John Vandenberg is a biomedical researcher and director of the Southwest National Primate Research Center in San Antonio, Texas.
The authors appear to have tried to assign a human disorder, that is post-traumatic stress syndrome, to these chimpanzees. And this syndrome is defined primarily by psychological characteristics such as persistent nightmares, recurrent distressing feelings about the event that they suffered. Chimpanzees aren't able to relate to us, whether they're having nightmares or recurrent distressing recollections.
Vandenberg uses chimpanzees in the medical research he conducts at his Texas facility, and he says the animals are treated humanely.
We have many chimpanzees here at the Southwest National Primate Research Center that have been here for many decades. They've been used in experimental research over many decades. They do not exhibit symptoms of depression, and certainly, as I say, there's no way of diagnosing post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Vandenberg says chimpanzee research has led to life-saving medical gains.
For example, the hepatitis B vaccine would not have been developed without research with chimpanzees. Hepatitis B vaccine is given to the children in 116 countries of the world. That was a huge medical breakthrough, which will save hundreds of millions of human lives.
If Congress bans the use of chimps in research, John Vandenberg says it will deal a devastating blow to medical research. But Hope Ferdosian insists that there are alternatives for medical research that do not involve using animals, such as computer simulations, cell and tissue cultures, genetic analysis, and human population studies. And Ferdosian says passage of the Great Ape Protection Act would bring the U.S. into line with the ethical research standards adopted by other countries. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.